The Giancarlo Stanton Show wrapping up a four-game performance in Philadelphia, and he went out with a bang, third inning facing Jake Thompson.
And the pitch to Stanton. Swung on and drilled. Deep center field, and that ball is going to go. Williams back at the wall and out of room. It's off the ivy. And Giancarlo Stanton with his 47th home run of the season. Worthy, ready, and the pitch. Swung on, belted. Deep left field, forget about it. Long gone to left, Tommy Joseph with a three-run home run. His 19th of the year. What a bomb. And the Phillies have a 6-3 lead.
Pitchers, here's the 1-0. Swinging a fly ball, hit the left center field. It's deep on the run. Williams, back he goes. He looks up. It's gone. Long home run by A.J. Ellis. Hitting that one out over... more in the 400-foot range, about three rows into the seats in left center field. It's a two-run home run, and the Marlins get a couple back. It's now 8-5.
It's swung on, hit high in the air. Left center field, pretty deep. Williams going back to the track at the wall. He leaps. It's off the fence, and it caroms away back into center field. Realmuto coming into third. They're going to wave him home. Here's the relay to the plate, and it is not in time. It's an inside-the-park home run for JT Realmuto, and the game is tied 8-8 here in the top of the sixth inning. Garcia ready. One out the inning. The pitch swung on, line to center field, coming on Williams. He lays out. He makes the catch. Yelich will still tag and score, but Nick Williams snares that sinking liner by Realmuto. It's 9-8 Miami on what it'll turn into a sack fly.
The Marlins win at 9-8. Stanton's 47 homers are the most by a National League player before September since Ryan Howard in 2006. Harleen Garcia pitched a perfect inning for his first big league win. For the Phils, Rhys Hoskins hit his eighth homer, tied for the most ever through 15 games of a career. Phillies starter Jake Thompson worked five innings. He allowed five runs. He walked four and struck out four, and his manager, Pete McCannon, talked after the game.
Well, it's great to see the guys swing the bats and score eight runs the way they did, but, pitching's the name of the game. We didn't see good pitching today. Middle of our lineup drove in all the runs. Hoskins, another home run, and Joseph, three hits with a home run. That's about all I can say.
Surprised that Williams had so much trouble in that first inning?
Yeah, that was, the first one he misplayed. The second one, he got lost in the sun, and they scored a run. That happens.
Did Yelich capitalize on his inexperience going first and third there late?
Probably. We teach our guys to always look to take an extra base, and that's what he was looking for, and took advantage of it.
Was Kim supposed to come over and back up on that on the inside the park?
Yeah, because Altair's not available. Odubel's not available, and Nava's not available. Hoskins hasn't played much left field, and Kim is predominantly a left fielder, so he wasn't. It kind of caught him by surprise. He should have backed that up.
I mean, pretty impressed the way. Rhys keeps swinging a hot bat.
Yeah, it's good to see. I like him in the middle of that lineup, and it's good to see Tommy Joseph get three hits. Hopefully, he has that competitive spirit right now. And he's swinging the bat better.
You guys will go Lively, or Eichhoff Lively. Who will start Sunday, do you know?
I'll let you know about that.
How nice is it to be able to put together three, four, five that are every day just kind of pencil those guys in the lineup?
We're getting close. It's a better feeling where I can fill in the top five spots. And then go from there. Now we're going to have those guys, Navin and Herrera coming back, and Altair at some point. So we'll have to readjust then. But I like 1-5 right now.
So I was going to say, on that same wavelength, how do you like Williams' approach at the plate? And he wasn't known for a guy that walked a lot in the minor leagues, but it seems like he's doing that here.
Well, he's being aggressive. The key to being a good hitter is to not to miss mistakes. And if you're aggressive and you're looking to hit every pitch and adjust to the breaking ball, that's the way you got to approach hitting. You can't wait to see what the pitch is. And he's aggressive, but also he's shown some patience as well.
Earlier this season, and certainly last year, it seemed like it was an easy thought to think that Franco was taking a lot on his head offensively. He was one of the few power guys in the lineup and so forth. That's not the case now. Do you see any improvement in him and his approach?
No, he's not. He's not making an adjustment. You know, we keep working on it. He just hasn't been able to make the adjustment, and it's not like he's not trying. He does a lot of cage work, and he's just not. He's not adjusting. He's still pulling off the ball.
The Phillies' homestand continues this weekend with the Cubs visiting on Friday. It's Jared Eichhoff against Jose Quintana.